three quiet men. 'Twas 1914, and Asquith declared that for Britain a war had begun. "Your country needs you," the posters implored. "Take the king's shilling, help fight the Hun." So three teenaged lads hurried down to enlist, joined by hundreds of men of like mind, and pledged their allegiance to country and king, little knowing what they'd find. The eldest, a butcher's apprentice at Co-op, gentle and kind, tall and strong, was sent for his training, then shipped off to France, to a little known place called the Somme. The second, an incomer, silent and shy, worked at Fox's, a driver of cranes. He saw action at Wipers, the small town of Ypres, in the trenches, the mud and the rains. The third was a miner upon Hunshelf Bank. He was 16, but he lied about his age. There was all hell to pay when his grandpa found out and brought him back home in a rage. He joined up years later. He too served in France. All three lived to come home again. One had been gassed, the others unscathed, went as children and came back as men. In 1918, when peace was declared, the world gave a collective sigh and hoped that the war to end all wars now meant that no more young soldiers would die. My three quiet men returned to their jobs, got married, had children, lived life, and hoped that their actions had not been in vain, that there'd be no more warring or strife. Not for them talk of glory or heroic deeds. They followed orders, come what may, relying on comrades in battalions and pals for survival from day to day. None of them spoke of the things that they'd seen, the trenches, the lice and the mud, the hardships, the rations, the guns and the noise, the wounded, the dead and the blood. Their medals were tucked away, hidden in drawers, though they wore their poppies with pride, remembering times shared with comrades and pals, those who lived, were wounded, or died. 100 years on, you're in my thoughts still. I'm your granddaughter. I'm your great niece. May the souls of the millions who fought in that war, like my three quiet men, rest in peace.